Chapter 4. The office is just down the hall, but because it's the first day of school, the lost and found box is empty. "Could you please tell Mr. Mayburn that there are no clothes here?" I say to Mrs. Kosmicki. "The last thing I need is for the principal to give me a demerit every time he sees me." I return to science class. Everyone stares at my skirt, including Mr. Rashid. I explain the problem and he waves me back to my table. Megan grins.
"Lucky you,"
she whispers as I pass. I nod, stunned. This day isn't going as well as I'd hoped. How many other rules will I break before the day ends? Lunch isn't fun because I don't know anyone. I search for Megan or Callie but can't find either of them. I sit alone at the end of a long table. In the afternoon, two more teachers scold me about my skirt, but I explain about the empty lost and found before they go demerit crazy on me. My old school had a dress code, but no one enforced it, unless a student showed up wearing something scary like a shirt with a gun on it. After the last bell, I stop at my locker to pick up my backpack, fill it with the textbooks I need, and head for the bus. Outside, a bunch of girls are standing on the sidewalk. Everyone claps. Megan bursts from the crowd and runs toward me. I blotch like crazy. She throws her arms around me and the other girls pat my shoulders and arms. "You did it," Megan says. I look as confused as I feel. "You set a school record. Absolutely no one who flunks Mayburn's test has worn her skirt all day. We all end up in ugly sweatpants." The girls around me smile. "But to wear a skirt on the first day?" one girl says, "when there's nothing in the lost and found box? Awesome." They escort me to the bus and I climb on. This is a wacky, wacky school. The whole way home, I text Lauren about my day in brown barn boots and a too short denim skirt. Lauren texts back all the news. Charmaine lost 10 pounds, Ashley gained 10, Sarah Ann hates Lauren. Lauren hates Jessica, so Jessica and Sarah Ann are now best friends. Mr. Marcus shaved off his beard. Ms. Hartford is now Ms. Bremer. By the time I read all of Lauren's texts, I'm not only...